Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Imagine an exam. I mean, one so incredibly difficult that even, you know, seasoned doctors find it a real challenge. Now, picture an AI, an artificial intelligence, not just passing that exam, but actually scoring way better than those human experts. Sounds like sci-fi, right? But it's not anymore. Today, we're doing a deep dive into some really groundbreaking research. It's all about GPT-5 and its, well, frankly, unprecedented abilities in medical reasoning. We've got the sources here, a summary, the full research paper from Emory University School of Medicine, and our mission today is to unpack what these results really mean. How did GPT-5 do it? And maybe more importantly, what are the implications? For medicine? Sure. But maybe even for how we think about expertise itself.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating here, I think, is that we're not talking about simple stuff, like just recalling facts from a textbook. This is about advanced clinical judgment, you know, the kind that involves pulling together a huge amount of complex, often messy information, patient stories, lab results, even medical images like x-rays or CT scans, and using all that to make really high-stakes diagnostic decisions. It feels like a genuinely significant step forward for AI.
Okay, let's dive into that headline achievement first, because it sounds pretty wild. GPT-5 passed MedExpert QA, described as the hardest medical exam on earth. That alone is big. But the kicker, it outscored licensed doctors by a wide margin. How wide are we talking here? What does that margin actually look like?
It's substantial. Looking at the numbers for MedExpert QA, GPT-5 showed, let's see, plus 24.23% better reasoning and plus 29.40% better understanding compared to pre-licensed human experts. That's huge. And even when they limited it to just text, no images, it was still significantly ahead. We're talking plus 15.22% in reasoning and plus 9.40% in understanding. So yeah, not just edging them out. It's a pretty clear lead.
Wow. And as MedExpert QA, it wasn't just like a standard multiple choice, right? What makes it so tough? What's it actually testing?
Right, exactly. And that gets to a really important point. What is expert-level judgment in medicine? MedExpert QA is specifically designed to test what they call multimodal decision-making. So that means the AI has to build a complete picture from all sorts of different data points, often presented together, clinical notes, lab numbers, radiology images, the patient's history, all of it. It's really about navigating uncertainty, ambiguity in these complex scenarios. It's much more about active reasoning than just remembering facts.
Okay, that makes sense. It's integrating different types of information.
Yeah.
So how did the researchers actually go about testing an AI on something so, nuanced? What was the methodology, the setup?
Yeah, this is where it gets technically quite interesting. They framed GPT-5 as a generalist multimodal reasoner. Think of that as an AI designed to handle various kinds of information and reasoning tasks, not just one specific thing. And they evaluated it using what they called a unified protocol focused on zero-shot chain of thought reasoning.
Okay, zero-shot chain of thought. Could you break that down for us?
Sure. So zero shot basically means the AI didn't get specific training examples for these particular questions beforehand. It had to rely on its general knowledge. It's like asking a doctor about a condition they've learned about generally, but haven't seen this exact case presentation before. And chain of thought, or sauté, means they explicitly prompted the AI with something like, let's think step by step. So the AI first generates its reasoning, its thought process, before giving the final answer. This whole approach helps isolate the model's actual reasoning ability rather than just, say, its ability to recall something it memorized or follow a specific script.
Got it. So it has to show its work, essentially. And it's doing it without specific cheat sheets for the test. Now, what about the data? Was it just this super hard MedExpert QA, or did they test it more broadly?
Oh, much broader. They really wanted to be comprehensive. So they benchmarked it against a whole range of established medical data sets. There was MedQA that uses questions from actual medical licensing exams, the medical parts of MMLU, which tests broad medical knowledge, the official USMLE self-assessment exams, step 1, 2, and 3. Very important for doctors in training. VQARD, which is specifically about understanding radiology images, can it read an x-ray? And then, of course, MedExpert QA, both the text-only and the multimodal versions. Using such a wide range really shows the evaluation was robust. It wasn't just a one-off fluke on a single test.
That is thorough. So, okay, let's get down to the results then. What did the numbers show across all these different tests? Any patterns?
Yeah, definitely. So on the text-based stuff, like MedQA, the US4 option version, specifically GPT-5, hit 95.84%, which is about a 4.8% absolute improvement over the previous model GPT-4o. Pretty solid gain, but the really dramatic gains were seen in MedExpert QA text. Its reasoning accuracy jumped by over 26% compared to GPT-4o.
Like 26%, wow.
Yeah, huge leap. And then on the USMLE self-assessments, it outperformed all the baseline models across all three steps. Its biggest lead was on step 2, which makes sense because step 2 is heavily focused on clinical decision-making, diagnosis management, that kind of reasoning. Its average score across all three steps was 95.22%, which is well above the typical passing score for humans.
Okay, so strong on text, very strong on the licensing exams. What about the multimodal tasks? The ones combining text and images.
Right. This is where the paper talks about a dramatic leap. On MedExpert QAMM, the multimodal one GPT-5's reasoning score jumped by over 29% compared to GPT-4o, and understanding went up by over 26%. So that really suggests a much, much better ability to integrate those visual cues from images with the text.
That's incredibly impressive.
It is. Though, interestingly, there was one slight anomaly. On VQARAD, the radiology visual question answering task, GPT-5 actually scored a little below a smaller variant, GPT-5 Mini, got about 71%, while the Mini version got close to 75%.
Oh, any idea why?
The researchers offered a couple of possibilities. Maybe VQARAD, being a smaller data set, didn't fully showcase the larger model's strengths. Or, they suggested, perhaps the larger GPT-5 model adopts a more conservative reasoning approach. Maybe it's less likely to guess when unsure about visual details compared to the smaller model. Still interesting point, though.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. Okay, so these numbers are impressive, but they can feel a bit abstract. Can you walk us through one of the actual examples from the paper, a specific case where GPT-5 really showed its capabilities?
Absolutely. There's a really compelling case study from the MedExpert QA multimodal set. Okay, picture this. A 45-year-old man is found unconscious. He has a known history of IV drug use and alcohol abuse. Not a good start. His initial vital signs are worrying. Later, he develops some new alarming symptoms. Suprasternal crepitus, that's like a crackling feeling under the skin in the neck area, often means air is trapped where it shouldn't be, and he starts vomiting blood after some forceful vomiting episodes. His lab work shows elevated lipase, which can indicate pancreas issues, and they have a CT scan of his abdomen. So a complex picture.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a really challenging case. Lots going on.
Exactly. High stakes. In this scenario, GPT-5 correctly identified the most likely diagnosis, esophageal perforation, specifically Boerhaave syndrome, which is a spontaneous full-thickness tear of the esophagus, usually after severe vomiting. It's rare but very dangerous. And crucially, it didn't just guess. It arrived at this conclusion by integrating everything. The findings on the CT scan, the lab values like the lipase, and those key clinical signs, the crepitus, the bloody vomit after forceful retching.
And what did it suggest doing next? Because diagnosis is one thing, management is another.
Right. It recommended a gastrographin swallow study. That's a specific type of x-ray using a special contrast agent to look for leaks in the esophagus. That's considered the appropriate next step to confirm a suspected perforation like Boerhaave's. And importantly, the model didn't just pick that one. It also explicitly considered and ruled out other potential diagnoses or next steps, providing justifications for why they were less likely or less appropriate. So that output really shows its ability, you know, to connect the visual evidence from the CT with the complex story, maintain that logical reasoning chain, and make a high-stakes clinical decision that aligns with what human experts would do.
That's quite something. To not just get the answer, but to show the reasoning, integrate all the data types, rule things out. Which brings us back to that big question. If AI can perform like this, how does it stack up directly against the human experts it was compared to? You mentioned it surpassed them, but let's put some more context on that.
Yeah, this is really the core finding, I think, the qualitative shift. So models before GPT-5, like GPT-4, were generally performing below the level of pre-licensed human experts on these kinds of challenging tasks. Depending on the specific dimension, reasoning, or understanding, text or multimodal GPT-4 was underperforming by anywhere from 5% to almost 16%. Still capable, but not quite at that expert benchmark level yet.
Okay, so there was a gap.
There was. But GPT-5 didn't just close that gap, it blew past it. As we mentioned on MedExpert QA, it surpassed those human experts by really significant margins. Let's recap those. Plus 15.22% for text reasoning, plus 9.4% for text understanding. Okay, impressive. But then look at multimodal. Plus 24.23% for reasoning, and a really striking plus 29.40% for multimodal understanding.
29% better understanding in complex multimodal cases.
Exactly. That huge lead, especially in the multimodal scenarios, suggests that its internal architecture, what they call that unified vision language reasoning pipeline, is really effective. It seems to be integrating the text and the visual evidence in a way that perhaps even trained clinicians might struggle to replicate consistently, at least under the pressure of standardized test conditions.
It's not just about remembering facts anymore, is it? It's about that synthesis, the reasoning, the judgment call.
Precisely. It's moving beyond information retrieval into something that looks a lot more like genuine clinical reasoning.
So, looking at the bigger picture here, these results obviously point towards some massive potential, right? Like using these models as powerful tools for doctors.
Absolutely. The potential for AI like GPT-5 to act as a clinical decision support system seems immense. Helping medical professionals sift through complex data, maybe spotting patterns, suggesting possibilities they hadn't considered. These advancements really feel like a pivotal moment, potentially bridging that gap between AI research in the lab and tools that could have a real practical impact in the clinic.
But, and there's always a but, with powerful new tech, the researchers themselves urged caution, didn't they? They added an important caveat.
Yes, and it's crucial we emphasize this. They are very clear that these evaluations took place in idealized, standardized testing environments.
Mm-hmm.
Real-world medicine is messier. It involves a lot more uncertainty, complex patient interactions, ethical dilemmas, things that are really hard to capture in a standardized test. The paper itself explicitly states that future work must involve things like prospective clinical trials. We need careful calibration to ensure these tools are safe, reliable, and transparent when used in actual patient care. The goal here, at least for the foreseeable future, should be about augmenting human clinicians, enhancing their capabilities, not replacing that essential human element in healthcare.
Right. Augmentation, not replacement. That seems key. So wrapping up this deep dive, it's clear GPT-5 isn't just another language model upgrade. It seems to represent a real leap in AI's ability to handle expert-level medical reasoning and judgment. This promises to reshape, maybe significantly, how medical professionals access insights and make critical decisions down the line.
I agree. That ability to integrate and reason across such different types of data images, complex narratives, labs, that really pushes AI beyond just being a fancy search engine or encyclopedia. It hints at a new phase for AI in complex problem-solving domains.
So the final thought for you listening today, what really stands out to you from all this? As AI keeps evolving, moving from just knowing facts to showing nuanced judgment, What does that mean for our definition of expertise, not just in medicine, but maybe in your own field, your own areas of interest? How might these capabilities we've talked about, the multimodal integration, the chain of thought reasoning, resonate with the challenges and opportunities you see? Definitely something to ponder. We encourage you to keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep learning as these fascinating developments continue to unfold.